The clock is ticking to save a historic home just east of downtown Boise. The city has put a 182-day moratorium in place, preventing demolition or alteration of the stately house on West Main Street. Matt Gillum explains.
The imposing Victorian house was built in 1897 by the Ayoff family. Early in its history, the house served as the residence of Idaho's 8th governor, James Brady. He was in office from 1909 to 1911. Later, in the 1930s, the home was purchased by the family that still owns it today.
The craftsmanship in this house is magnificent. That would really be the word for it.
Paula Benson is the board president of Preservation Idaho. She says the current owner is looking to be rid of the property and has been exploring various options. One of those is building condos on the downtown parcel after deconstructing the house.
You don't demolish it, but you take it down piece by piece and it gets sold off. It doesn't end up in the landfill, but it is no longer a home.
Benson says some of the other possibilities include moving the home and finding a buyer or organization to purchase the house and rehab it. Following a tour of the historic property by city leaders, they enacted an ordinance providing a 182-day moratorium so every option to save the house can be explored. They're also
looking to make a local historic district out of that block. It allows homeowners to do many, many things with their properties, but it stops them short of demolishing them.
Benson says Preservation Idaho is working with the homeowner to find a way to save the house. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.